She puts her hands on the table and he sees that her fingernails are chipped and bitten.
Jane Thornton. I live at Browtop Cottage.
Browtop? Oh, yes, I remember. You have that little red sports car, don't you?
Not now, no,
she says and picks up her handbag.
Can I smoke?
No, sorry, love, not in here. Rules and regulations, you know. W.H. Auden once suggested that to understand your own country, you need to have lived in at least two others. One can say something similar for periods of time. To understand your own century, you need to have come to terms with at least two others. The key to learning something about the past might be a ruin or an archive, but the means whereby we may understand it is, and always will be, ourselves. Obedient to a nod from the trooper, Phil retires, empty-handed to the other end of the gallery. Mr. Smallweed, reassured, falls to rubbing his legs.
And you're doing well, Mr. George?
He says to the trooper, who's standing squarely faced about towards him, with his broadsword in his hand.
You're prospering, please the powers.
Mr. George answers with a cool nod, adding, Go on. You've not come here to say that, I know.
You're so sprightly, Mr. George,
returns the venerable gentleman. I shrank from the prospect of being decanted into a household on chummy terms with a thug like my Aunt Agatha, weakened as I already was by having had her son, Thomas, one of our most prominent fiends in human shape, on my hands for 3 days. I mentioned this to Jeeves, and he agreed that the setup could have been juicier. Still, I said, taking a pop, as always, at trying to focus the silver lining, it's flattering, of course.
Sir?
Being the people's choice, Jeeves, having these birds going around chanting, We want Worcester. Ah, yes, sir, precisely. Most gratifying.